Welcome back to the Humanizing Work Show. It's August 2nd, 2018, and I'm on a Zoom call with my longtime friend Dave Story. I'd worked with Dave to help his teams at Adobe, later at Tableau, and now we're talking about doing the same thing at his new company, Orbital Insight, where Dave has joined as the Chief Product Officer and the Chief Technology Officer. As Dave and I chat about the current challenges and the goals for this engagement, he mentions that Orbital teams seem to particularly struggle with backlog refinement. So I used my favorite coaching phrase, tell me more, and Dave delivered. As he put it, I've seen way more grumbling about refinement here than anywhere else I've worked. Teams seem to have gravitated to one of two extremes. Some are spending hours every sprint in long grooming sessions, basically doing detailed requirements a sprint or two out. Those teams all say they feel like they're wasting way too much time and that they're not really agile by any definition. Then at the other extreme, we have some teams that are walking into sprint planning with maybe a few high-level vague user stories, then spending the rest of the day figuring out what to actually work on during the next 2 weeks. Neither of these two extremes are good, obviously.
Backlog refinement is a critical practice for agile teams. When your backlog's in good shape, everything downstream, from planning to delivery, gets better. When it's not, product owners burn out, teams feel frustrated, and you don't see the results that should follow from an agile approach.
That's right. Orbital was suffering from a pretty common backlog refinement challenge, what we call the detail trap, where they had too much detail too soon or too little detail too late. Over the next few months, we worked with the teams at Orbital to help them overcome the detail trap using a few simple techniques. And in this episode, we'll share how you can do the same to help your team. Before we jump in, though, a quick reminder that the Humanizing Work Show is a free resource brought to you by the Humanizing Work Company, where we help organizations improve leadership, product management, and collaboration. Visit humanizingwork.com to schedule a conversation about improving results at your organization. And if you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to like, subscribe, and drop a comment. Listening on the podcast, leave us a 5-star review to help others discover the show. Thanks for your support.
Okay, let's start with why this mistake, detailing too early or too late in the backlog, is so painful. If you spend hours breaking down larger items in your backlog into detailed user stories months before they'll be built, by the time those items make it to the top of the backlog, if they make it there at all, they're either no longer relevant or they require so much rework that your initial effort was a waste of time. And no one wants that. But on the flip side, if you delay adding detail until sprint planning, you end up scrambling to fill gaps, which means your team starts the sprint without clarity. Both scenarios cause churn, frustration, and lost productivity.
This often happens because teams oscillate between those two extremes, overplanning and underplanning. They overcompensate for past mistakes without finding that healthy middle ground. It's no wonder that product owners often feel like they're on a hamster wheel, spinning but never getting ahead.
The solution lies in structuring your backlog so it tells you when and how much detail to add. Enter what we call the PO board. Picture your backlog is divided into three sections. On the right, there's the top of the backlog, user stories ready for the next 1 to 2 sprints. And these items should be detailed enough to plan and start work. By the way, not necessarily so detailed you don't have to collaborate, but enough to pull into a sprint. Next column over to the left, the middle of the backlog, minimum marketable features you're likely to build in the next quarter. These have broader descriptions and they haven't yet been broken down into user stories. And then to the left of that, the bottom of the backlog, a cloud of options with the most likely options at the top. These are high-level ideas and potential features that may or may not ever get built. The structure works like a Kanban system. There's work in progress or WIP limits at each level of granularity. For example, if your team works in 2-week sprints, you only need about 12 to 20 user stories at the top of your backlog. And once that section's full, you stop breaking things down into that level of detail.
The beauty of this approach, which we went into more detail on in episode 45, is that it prevents you from getting too much detail too soon. And it also ensures you're never caught off guard when it's time to plan the next sprint.
I developed the PO board model years ago when I was working with a product owner, Angela, who was drowning in backlog refinement work while struggling to find time to collaborate with her two teams in the current sprint. Her backlog spanned years with hundreds of detailed items, many of which would never see the light of day. Implementing the PO board model, we limited the top of her backlog to just 2 sprints of user stories. The middle of the backlog was just the next quarter, and everything else was rolled up into higher level features or ideas. The result? Angela went from working 60 plus hours a week to a manageable schedule, found time to collaborate with her team, and her team delivered better results with far less stress. There was also an unexpected side benefit. Once she structured the backlog this way, she was able to focus conversations with her senior stakeholders on just the middle and bottom of the backlog, which reduced micromanagement and churn at the top of the backlog. Those conversations became much more strategic and more effective.
So let's summarize the key principles that make this work. First, refine progressively. Add detail as items move up the backlog. Work from right to left on your PO board every day, and stop when you run out of time. You'll get further left less often, but those items change more slowly, so it's fine. Second, use work in progress limits or WIP limits. Stop adding detail once a section is full. Third, focus on flow. Treat refinement as a daily activity, not some marathon meeting. And fourth, involve the right people. Not all refinement needs the full team present, so avoid the easy but wasteful route of making it a recurring meeting for the full team.
All right, refinement is the product owner's job, but it's not a job you do solo. Collaboration with stakeholders and with the rest of the team, whether in pairs, small groups, or the whole team when necessary, is crucial.
So if your backlog feels chaotic or unmanageable, try the PO board model. Start by dividing your backlog into sections with clear limits. Then refine progressively, focusing only on what's needed for the next sprint or two.
Your backlog should be a source of clarity, not chaos. And with the right approach, you can eliminate churn, save time, and create a steady, sustainable workflow for your team.
And if you want to take a deeper dive into this topic, check out our online self-guided course, 80/20 Product Backlog Refinement. In this course, we walk you step-by-step through techniques like the PO board model and story splitting to help you master backlog refinement and get better results with less stress. You can find more about the 80/20 course at learning.humanizingwork.com.
Thanks for joining us on this week's Humanizing Work show. And don't forget to subscribe, like, or leave a review. And if your organization needs help improving your results, visit humanizingwork.com and schedule a conversation with us. See you next time.